This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. This is the second day that Americans can shop for health insurance on the newly opened exchanges. And while things are going better than they did yesterday, there are still plenty of glitches. In New York, visitors to nystateofhealth.ny.gov are being asked to come back later after login issues are fixed. Reporter Eric Malinsky has been covering the digital build-up to the Affordable Care Act for New Tech City, and he's here with an update. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So we have reports of people trying to log into these websites unsuccessfully, again, encountering delays. I successfully set up an account yesterday on the New York Health Exchange. Cannot log in, again, you know, experiencing those login problems. What's happening? Didn't they realize this was going to happen?
Yeah, it's funny because, I mean, when I covered it, I mean, they were troubleshooting like crazy day and night, basically pretending to be us interacting with the system, making all sorts of mistakes. They couldn't also pretend to be millions and millions of us. And so I think the big thing that they got wrong was simply how many people were going to sign up. So I talked again to Eugene Sayon, who's the CEO of Softhion, which is a company that's building healthcare exchanges for Massachusetts.
I don't believe too many of us actually thought that this would be this much of an interest on the exchanges to begin with, especially day one.
So, yeah, I mean, he likes to use the example of Expedia. You know, he says, you know, imagine if before Expedia came online, nobody had ever been able to compare airline tickets online before and everybody jumped on at once.
Really? They did not expect this kind of pent-up demand? Technically, they weren't prepared for thousands of hits?
Well, no, about thousands, but maybe millions. I mean, I talked to Mario Schlosser as well, who works for Oscar, which is this new health insurance company, an online health insurance company that's offering plans on the exchange. And he says that there's actually nothing wrong with the coding itself, that it really comes down to basic infrastructure. And he thinks they're probably already working to change that.
What these guys are now scrambling to do at the states is most likely spinning up additional servers, adding additional capacity, maybe renting an additional data center.
A lot of the people I talked with, even though, you know, their expertise is technical, they are listening to the news and hearing what commentators are saying. And they really thought that, you know, there's a lot of confusion about Obamacare. These young people aren't going to sign up. There's a lot of hostility towards it. And so that influenced their decision in terms of, well, how many servers do we use? How much, you know, data do we prepare for?
The spin from so many of the people who orchestrated this system, even President Obama himself, is the fact that servers are crashing actually proves the point that people want insurance. Is that how the tech guys are feeling too?
Yeah, it's funny because I read a lot of those quotes in the news and it sounded like spin. But when I talked to these guys, they were actually giddy. I mean, it reminded me of that old Sally Field line, "You like me, you really like me." I mean, that's actually how they feel.
Okay, we've established that we really, really like or want to get on these exchanges and get this information. What are technical people doing to shore up the system?
But the fact is these companies expected it to be a bumpy start, and they were all trying really hard to lower expectations, which obviously still didn't work. But, you know, their feeling is that they couldn't keep troubleshooting in a vacuum anyway. I mean, the only way to figure out what's wrong with this system is to open it up to the public, as ugly as that may be at the beginning. And, you know, Eugene Sayon, who's the CEO of Softhion, is still really optimistic.
Wait till you get to the version 3.0 or 4.0. I think you'll find a lot pleasant experience, a lot more stability, a lot more reliability, and then therefore a higher customer satisfaction.
Eric, any idea when 3.0 gets rolled out? We're not done with 1.0 yet.
I don't know. When's the iPhone 6 coming out?
Eric Malinsky is a reporter covering the digital build-up to the Affordable Care Act for New Tech City. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thanks.